Well, hi, friends, and welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on this wonderful Holy Thursday. Wow, we almost made it, guys, just till tonight, and then Lent is officially over. And I, as you can tell by the sound of my voice, I'm very excited about that. It's been a difficult Lent. But you know what? We made it to almost to the Triduum, Jerry, and you know that's my favorite part of the liturgical year.
Yeah, well, for me, today is it. This is my favorite day of the year. Obviously, for solemnity, Christmas and Easter would be, you know, ranked the top important days of the year. But for me, Holy Thursday, for reasons that you know, Debbie,
and
that is because, yeah, I spent 6 years in formation for the priesthood, so I still harbor a deep, deep love of the priesthood, as you do too, Debbie. You're on the board of Vocation Boom, my ministry. So my heart and prayers and go out to all priests and deacons and seminarians and bishops and those whom God might be calling to the priesthood. So I love this day. I love to go to the Mass mm-hmm. of the Lord's Supper. So.
Me too. So we'll be attending at 7 o'clock tonight here in Arizona, and then we'll go on our pilgrimage to seven or more churches until midnight, and I'm just so thrilled about that. One of my original students, who I'm his godmother, and he's in his 30s now, He will be joining us as always every year. It's just so exciting. And my friend Debbie and some others. And I just, Jerry, love this day. I absolutely do. And I agree with you. So, well, we wanted to kind of get a pulse on where you're at. And so we decided to make Holy Thursday today a day where you can enter into the Triduum more fully, 100%. Okay. And so in order to do that, take a good look at where you're at spiritually today. And are you happy with the place that you're at? Remember, we titled the topic for today, Return to Sender, meaning we are created by God. We are intended to be united with God for all of eternity. And where are you today in your spiritual life? Are you happy where you're at? Do you feel like you're moving forward? Are you deepening your relationship with God each and every day by the things you learn, by the things you do, by the people you encounter, by the sacraments you receive, everything? Or are you kind of maybe stuck and you're saying, I don't know where I am with God. I don't know if I'm close to him or far away. Let's talk about it. Okay. So just take a few minutes and think about where you're at. We don't want to, you know, have you out yourself and say, you know, oh my goodness, I'm so far away from God. Let's just talk about it. Have a healthy discussion at 1-833-288-3986.
833-288-3986. And comment as well, since we are coming to the end of Lent, has this Lent brought you closer to God and deepened your relationship with him, do you feel? Or maybe you feel like this Lent you just kind of fumbled and stumbled and bumbled your way through it.
Like the rest of us.
Like the rest of us, yeah. That's nothing to be ashamed of, you know. But the thing is, Lent, we have all of these optional things that we can do. We have the obligatory things, then we have the optional things. Did you set some goals, and did you hold firm to them, and do you feel really good about going into the Triduum, and then, of course, the celebration of Easter? That's what Lent is about, Debbie. It's about mm-hmm. preparing us to just raise the roof on Easter Sunday with the resurrection of Jesus.
I agree, Jerry. I agree. You know, Jerry, I'm in a really good place with my relationship with God right now. I really feel that way, but I'm not satisfied. I want to go deeper. And I've got that St. Augustine, you know, our hearts are restless until they rest in you. And, I love, the more I learn, I feel like I'm, a new sponge, if you will, and I'm soaking it all in. And I mean, I look at it like this, Jerry. It was just a couple years ago that I learned about the Express Novena, Mother Teresa's Express Novena. Just a couple years ago, maybe a year ago that I learned about Lady Undoer of Knots. Okay. I mean, so many, and I've been a Catholic my whole life and teaching the faith for over 25 years. So Jerry, I'm excited to get closer and closer here on earth, because I believe, tell me if you think I'm wrong on this. I believe that if we do our work here on earth, when we transition, when we pass, when we die, okay, it'll be like a seamless move, you know, because we would have already done the work here. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, I think that's true, obviously, yes. Many of us, most of us may need a little bit of fine-tuning or cleaning up before we get into heaven, but the more we have worked on our relationship with God up to the point of our death, yeah, the more seamless will be the transition. And God willing, we will hear those words, a good and faithful servant, welcome, you know, even if we have to spend a little bit of time in purgatory.
Right,
so,
right. But you know where you're headed.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you know what else I think would be a great tool for today's show? If any of you tried something unique or something different for you the first time, and you're like amazed at how well that brought you into the Triduum and the Easter season through your Lent, and it really, you know, really helped you to grow deeper roots, share that with us, because we're always trying to learn from each other. And people who are listening right now may have, like I said, you know, not really been all that diligent in their Lenten observances, but then they hear you share something and they say,
right,
you know what, I'm gonna try that in my own life.
Yep, absolutely. So we want to hear from you. 1-833-288-EWTN. That's 1-833-288-3986.
Well, we heard from Jane via email already, which is another way you can get a hold of us. It's take2@EWTN.com. You can post on the show's website, which is take2show.com. You can post your comments on YouTube and Facebook if you're watching live, and you can text the letters EWTN to 55000. And it sounds like so many of you have Debbie's cell number, so you can text her directly if you want.
I do. They do.
And that number is 5. No.
No, so, it's true. Please do, because I have my phone right here. See, I have it right here. We're on YouTube and Facebook. Hi, everybody. Get your chats going.
And Jane actually refers to an article in the National Catholic Register published by EWTN. She says, "Hi, Jerry and Debbie. Holy Thursday is one of the most important nights in all of history. Reading an article today in the NCR, National Catholic Register, according to the main document governing the celebrations connected with Easter, Paschale Solemnitatis, here are a few things I never knew about the Holy Thursday celebrations. The tabernacle should be completely empty before the celebration. The rite of transfer of the Blessed Sacrament may not be carried out if the liturgy of the Lord's Passion will not be celebrated in that same church on Good Friday the following day. So, and under no circumstances may it be exposed in a monstrance. And the pyx is situated, but must not be made to resemble a tomb." I mean, these are things. The church thinks of everything.
The symbolism in our church is so rich. Absolutely. Thank you, Jane. Thank you so very much. And see, Jane's like that too. We're like sponges. We should be absorbing the faith up until we take our very last breath here on earth. So join us in this great conversation on Holy Thursday about how you were made by God. You were created to be united with God. So we want to hear from you at 1-833-288-3986.
It's our last live broadcast of Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio, at least for Holy Week. We will be preempted by some fantastic Holy Week, Holy Thursday and Good Friday programming. So keep your radio dial tuned right here. And there are other fantastic programs as well, one I want to draw your attention to, and that is, well, the Holy Week for all of Easter and Easter programming. This afternoon at 4 Eastern time, we will have Holy Thursday meditations with Father Benedict Groeschel, the late Father Groeschel. For more information on all of our special programming, go to EWTNradio.net and click on the Holy Week banner.
Okay, real quickly, before we get to the phones, Jerry, I just wanted to say, I want to use an example, because we've been sharing with our listeners that in June, we're going to be launching the after show, when we have a really, popular, active show, and then we'll go afterwards on social media and kind of, you know, entertain emails, talk a little more, keep the conversation going. And a perfect example is, you know, Deacon Tim emailed us yesterday about men stepping up in the church, and what a fabulous, oh my goodness, amazing email. But a perfect example. So Deacon Tim, if you're listening, when we do the after show, this is going to be perfect, because you can actually introduce your own thoughts, and we can all have a conversation, and it'll be just wonderful to be able to carry that on, Jerry, so that when we walk away, we kind of, you know, we finish the conversation, we have a better understanding of the subject matter. So I'm just excited about that. We're getting more and more confirmations that the after show is going to be very effective.
Amen, amen. More details coming. We're going to get to your calls. David and Christine are first up. The lines are full right now. I just want to mention two quick things. One, as many of you know, I am a volunteer chaplain's assistant at Eisenhower Health here. It's a hospital near me. And Thursday happens to be my day. So right after the show, I have a PICS full of hosts, and I'm going over to the hospital. And I am in love with this day, Holy Thursday, and it is such a gift, such a blessing for me to be able to carry the body and blood of Christ to these patients on the very day when we commemorate Jesus giving this gift to us. And secondly, I want to say, Debbie, you'll remember this. In the Holy Land, one of the most moving places, one of the most moving churches that we go to, I believe it's called St. Peter and Gallicantu, which means, you know, the cock crows. Something it means it's a reference to the cock crowing. And Debbie, remember where Steve Ray showed us that almost that little area where Jesus would have been probably lowered over a wall down into a pit.
Just talked about that last night. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he would have been in water, you know, stench filled mm-hmm. water up to his waist or above all night, and with mm-hmm. his arms hands tied together. So, dear friends, I only bring it up because tonight, you know, we celebrate the priesthood and the Eucharist, and this is sometimes a feel good day in the Triduum, and it is. But it's also a very, very solemn day. It's the day Jesus was arrested and spends the night there alone in solitude. So if you have a chance to go to Eucharist Adoration near you, go and keep Jesus company a little bit and just picture yourself on that first Holy Thursday in Israel when Jesus mm-hmm. paid this price for us. Please do
remain
that.
With me. Stay with me. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Now you've got me a mess. Now I'm all. Yeah, you're right. Because remember, Steve Ray took us in one of those wells, Jerry, and it was claustrophobic and cold and eerie. Remember that? And we couldn't wait to get out of there. And the thought of Jesus having to stand in water and oh my goodness. Yeah, you're right, Jerry. We have to remember that. Okay, let's go to David. David is in Tallahassee, Florida, and is listening on the EWTN app. David, welcome to Take Two.
And Debbie, how are you?
Doing well. Thanks be to God, David. How about you?
I've been going through some rough times. My marriage. So I've really walked this Lent season with Christ. It's been probably one of the hardest times in my life. And actually, tomorrow I'm sort of going to be leaving my house for a while. Even my kids, so it's just been really hard.
But I bet.
Mm-hmm. But the Lord has been with me.
Good, good. He always is.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dad. Go ahead,
David, let me ask you a question. David, are you a Catholic?
I'm very devout Catholic.
Okay. Have you looked into Retrovi, David?
Yeah, my wife, she doesn't want to work anything out. She says she's basically done. I still have hope. There's always hope, but I think we need a little break right now. So that's the plan. I'm going to be sort of leaving town tomorrow. And I just wanted to ask for you guys prayers. My church community has been really supportive with me.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
And you know, I've taken comfort in, especially this Lent season, like I said, and especially this Holy Week. I'm looking forward to tonight's Mass and just preparing. You know, we get attached to the worldly things, so you know, thinking about having to leave my house, having to leave my kids, and but you know, that's just another chapter in life that I have to take, and that's the way it goes. I listen to you guys every day. I work remote from home, so you guys are part of my life, Jerry and Debbie. I know how emotional you are. I'm a very hard person, but I don't know what it is. I guess I'm getting older or something. But, yeah, like I said, it's been really difficult. You know, sometimes I get these emotions and panic attack, anxiety. But today I woke up good, and I think I'm ready. I'm ready to go ahead and go. I think the distance is probably going to do everybody good over here, my kids, my wife. And we'll see what happens from here. I just wanted to thank you guys, for all that you do. Your show is fantastic. Like I said, I've been listening to you since the beginning, basically every day. So you guys are like part of my family. I love you guys.
Oh, well, we love you too, David. Absolutely. And please, if you'd keep us posted by email when you take this break, take two, the number two at EWTN.com. We would be very grateful for that. But David, a couple things. Is there any chance your wife would listen to this broadcast? Any chance at all?
I always remember when we used to go to mass together and everything, but she sort of fell out of the faith. And
okay,
you know,
okay.
Not saying that she doesn't believe in God or anything, but
right.
I would just ask for special prayers for her.
Okay.
You know, and for people that are hard with their faith like that. But
okay, well, okay, David,
just pray for all families that are sort of going through
yes.
a difficult time. You know,
okay. Absolutely.
Husband, yeah. The wives, and the kids.
David, I need to tell you something real quickly. So first of all, you be assured of our prayers. Okay, we love you very, very much. And in this time that you have to take this break, please, you know, make it a time where you are spiritually fulfilled. You allow yourself to deepen your faith. That's very, very important. And you sound like you're already there. So just keep it going. But David, if you can get your wife to listen to this, I need to say something to her. I don't need to know her name, but David's wife, if you can listen to this, listen closely to me. I was divorced in 2007, and I will tell you, my children changed forever. And everybody thought, you know, oh, well, it just has to be this way. It has to go that way. No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And when you have hardened hearts and when you are closed off and you don't want to give it another try, this is what's going to happen. But guess what? The children suffer. The children are changed forever. I know because I'm living it. And so, David's wife, if you're listening, please, I'm begging you, take this time and really soul search and really think about it. And if you can give it another try, please go to Retrovi. Please go to any program, retreat, or counselor that can help you heal your family. Because it's not just a marriage, it's a family. And that's really important. So, David, I had to say that because I could hear your pain, and I was right there, and I wish I could have turned it all around, but unfortunately, the forces were against me at that time. But you expressing this, it's never too late. Don't lose hope, David, and I just wanted to share that with you. I hope that was okay, David.
Yes, Debbie, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank you, guys. God bless you guys.
David. Yeah, David, before you go, just a couple quick things. You said you work from home, so it sounds like you have a home and a job. How's your health? Are you healthy?
I am generally healthy. Said, I've just been going through some anxiety.
Right. But, I mean, generally, here's where I'm going with this. Okay, generally, you've got your health. You have a home, a roof over your head. You have a job. You have food to eat. The bricks are in the foundation, David. So those are things, thanks be to God, you don't have to worry about right now. You can worry about your relationship with your wife. But as Debbie said, and I would echo this, for the next 3 days, it's about you and Jesus, okay? Enter into the Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, a Holy Saturday, which to me has just always been a day of desolation. I feel like the apostles, you know, what's happened? Is he going to come back like he said? And then rejoice joyfully on Easter Sunday, but give Jesus all of this. Say, Jesus, say, Father, I am going to walk this path with Jesus, the Via Dolorosa, the torture, the scourging, the crucifixion, the time in the tomb. Just spend your time focusing on Jesus. Be united completely with him. You don't lose the love for your wife, but just set that concern aside as best you can. I know it's not easy, but just make this about you and Jesus, and he will do the work on your wife's heart during this whole process, as well as your heart, David. I'm sure of that. So,
thank you, Jerry and Debbie. I love you guys, and you keep up the good work. You're doing something fantastic. Thank you.
Well, bless you, David.
Love you too, David.
Pray for us, too. Yeah, please pray for us. You know, we're never out of the enemy's crosshairs either. So, and we love you, too, and we're praying for you. All the Take Two families. Thanks, David. We appreciate that. Wow, something powerful there, Debbie. I think God is going to do something. I just feel it in my heart.
I feel it, too. I feel it, too, and I'm already getting text messages that people are praying for David and his marriage and his family. I love it. See how the Take Two family comes together? Wow. We're blessed. Okay, Christine, you're up next in Crownsville, Maryland on EWTN.com. You're a first-time caller. Hi, Christine. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Sure. Go right ahead.
So I thought, you know, the Lord, was in the world but not of the world, and so were the apostles, and all of them but one died a martyr's death. And I just been really feeling the Holy Spirit fire in me, and the Lord showed me today that my public library in Anne Arundel County, the Board of Trustees, is deciding to have a Thursday meeting at 4 p.m. discussing their approval of Planned Parenthood, LGBTQ, and all other sorts of programs that are going to happen this year at the libraries, at the public libraries. And so I just feel that I need to go and represent Christ. And on this Holy Thursday, I'll go to that meeting at 4 p.m., and then I'll go pray for all the people at Adoration.
Wonderful. Christine, did you see the movie Unplanned? I have to believe you did.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, yeah. What struck me, so many things struck me about that movie, but one was, and we know this happens because we hear stories about it all the time, that clinic where Abby Johnson worked was ultimately shut down. Why? Because God's people mobilized and they got out there. They didn't take up sticks and stones. They picked up rosary beads and crucifixes and got on their knees. That's what you're doing, Christine. You are doing, so you can see there's going to be fruit born by this. And I think Christine, Debbie, is a great example to all of us. We have to get out there. You know, it's great. It's one thing to pray, but we have to be a visible witness, especially for the least and most vulnerable among us.
Absolutely.
Unborn.
And you're called to do that, Christine. I just have a curious question. Why did they pick Holy Thursday? I'm a little bit confused on that. Can you explain that a little more?
Well, I don't know why they picked today, but it struck me as sad that a meeting would be convened today.
Right.
But I think that for me, I saw it on my Facebook page, and it spoke to me. I'm riled up.
Well, your Take-Two family's right behind you.
I got to start doing this. I got to be a voice that's not often heard in communities unless we go and let our voice be heard.
Well, Christine, you're named Christine. That there's no accident to that. You're named after Christ. So go out there and be Christ to everybody and let them see that and defend the gospel message. And God will give you the skill set to do it. He'll give you the stamina and everything you need. Trust me, he will. And you've got the Take-Two family praying behind you. So feel those prayers and go for it. And I think your voice will be heard.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, get back in touch with us, Kim, down the road a ways. You know, if you see, or Christine, I'm sorry, Kim is coming up. If you see any tangible fruit from this, which, you know, it's God doesn't always let us see that, but if something important does happen, we'd love to hear about it. So thanks, Christine. We will be praying with you for that intention.
Yes, absolutely. Did anybody hear about the 37-year-old guy that with the gas cans that went and lighter fluid and lighters into St. Patrick's Cathedral? Yesterday? Yeah, 37 years old. And after he was caught, he claimed he was walking through the cathedral because his car was out of gas. Not true. I don't think so anyway. I mean, it's
what
kind
was
of
his, was his car parked in the vestibule or what?
Yeah, it was probably right there. But the only reason they found it, I guess, apparently some of the gas leaked out of the gas can, and the ushers or whoever the security saw it and said, you can't be in here. Can you believe this? Right at this, we've got to pray. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of very sick souls out there right now. We have to be getting deep in prayer.
Well, someone who is not sick is Casey, who emailed us at take2@ewtn.com. Hey, friends, I think this Lent has been really healthy for me. I recently went through my RCIA class. Way to go, Casey. And will be receiving my first confirmation after years of battling my will and not his will. I have also recently gotten my marriage blessed to be fully in holy communion with God. I'm also praying the Holy Spirit novena and with a healing novena for my mother. I'll never forget this Lenten season. Casey, you're right about that. Wow, congratulations to her, Deb.
Wow, yes, congratulations. I love what you just said, you know, about having, we have such a strong will. We need to bend that will to align with God. And that's what we're talking about today. Return to sender. We're made to be united with God here. We're talking about that on Take 2 with Jerry and Debbie.
Holy Thursday. Thursday. It's Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio and you. And by the way, affiliates, stations, networks that air this program, especially those of you who carry it live, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It airs at noon Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, with a replay at midnight Eastern Time. And, Debbie, it is such a blessing to have our affiliate partners with us. I know you agree with me on that.
Oh, absolutely. And the show definitely works best when it's live. So those that are carrying it live, thank you so very much, because then everybody can participate in real time. And that's very exciting. Okay, so let's move on to Ann. And Ann is in Yakima, Washington, on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Ann. Welcome.
Hello, and thank you for taking my call. I really appreciate your show. It gives us a way to communicate and pray for others, which is really awesome. I just wanted to share that I am reading Father Spitzer's Five Pillars of the Spiritual Life that I picked up at the beginning of Lent. I tried to read a book during Lent, and it was very informative. And there was one thing that really struck me in this book, because I think everyone has pain issues, but sometimes it gets a little bit beyond us. And he had in this book that he always prays and offers it up for whatever reason and says, God, don't waste any particle of this pain. Use it for, I was offering it up for different people. And then adoration had kind of become, sometimes it just is, you go in there, and sometimes I'm really distracted. And our parish, Holy Family, has 40 hours for our priests. So for 40 straight hours, we're praying for our priests, which especially this year, I thought was so incredibly important. And I was just in there praying for a priest, and I found the prayer on USCCB, the site, and I used his name in that. And I've never met that priest, but I felt so thankful that that man had chosen his vocation and become a priest, and to give me confession, sacraments for whatever parish he is in our diocese. It just made me so thankful. So I just wanted to shout out to all our priests, because all of mine are really great guys, and they're great confessors, and they're just wonderful men. So that's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Well, you said a lot in that being all that you wanted to say, and you said so many beautiful things, especially recognizing our priests. Please, dear friends, it's Holy Thursday. It's the day Jesus gave us the priesthood and the Eucharist. If you're grateful for the Eucharist, we get it only through the hands of a validly ordained priests, of course, bishops as well. So we invite you, we urge you, we exhort you today, tomorrow, sometime this weekend, say, Father, thank you for your vocation. Thank you. We love you. And Anne, that book by the incomparable Father Spitzer.
Yes.
That's based on a series on EWTN television. And share with us how you made your way through that book. Was it something that you wanted to go through little by little, slowly, like to really let it soak in? Or did you read a chapter or a pillar at a time? How did you approach that?
Well, when I first bought the book 2 years ago, I did not find it interesting. And then this Lent, I thought, for some reason, I thought it out. Mm-hmm. It was like, you got to go find that book. And then right. I started reading it, and I just chapter by chapter. But the one chapter where he prays for different prayers that if he's done something wrong, don't let that wrong, make that wrong come out all okay. I mean, I'm miswording him. But it was so great to read those prayers, and I thought, wow, okay, no particle of pain. That's a good one. And you need to remember when you do, because sometimes I say things that I don't mean the way they sound. Mm-hmm. And I think, oh, geez, I shouldn't have said, I should apologize. And so, but I do apologize. And then I prayed that prayer because I think it's so powerful.
Right.
I don't want anybody to fall away from our church. I want them to come to God, and I don't want me to be some sort of obstacle.
Well, and Anne, what I'm getting from what you obtained from Father Spitzer's book is that it gives you a real sense of hope that you can continue on this mission, this journey, this path towards God. And that's what we're talking about today. And so many times, Anne, there are people that feel like when they have messed up or when suffering hits them, they feel so distant from God, and they veer off the path. And before you know it, they can't even see the path anymore. They've gotten so far away, then they've gotten immersed in so many other things. And it sounds like this particular book that you entered into really gave you that kind of, you know, keep going attitude, the hope attitude. And did I get that right? Because I like that a lot. And I'm actually going to look it up after your, yeah. Okay. Good deal.
No, yes. I mean, it gave me, but I've never thought of praying for the situation that I kind of mucked up. Mm-hmm. And I get that you apologize, but to actually pray to God and say, please don't let that make anything bad happen from that situation. He just gave me a whole different perspective. It is an awesome book, and I'm on the contemplation. I'm trying to find an Ignatian retreat. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to in the Northwest, but I'm going to try because he says you should go on a retreat. And I thought, well, I haven't done that in a while either. So all these things. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Anne.
Thank you, Anne. God bless you. Real quickly, Debbie, we had a woman call in. She's the mother of a priest, and she called to say thank you to the woman who was just saying she is praying for priests. That was Anne. Mm-hmm. And parents of priests and those involved in formation are very thankful for these prayers for their sons. Yeah, we sometimes don't think about the parents, Debbie, and the journey they're on along with their son who's in seminary. And I want to mention, too, one thing that became of great consolation for me recently, Anne, if you're still listening, and everybody else, if you feel like there are things you've done in your life, maybe a bad witness, scandal, a sin, an offense against someone that you cannot go back and repair, St. Therese of Lisieux, she says that God, if you say to God, God, you say, make right everything I made wrong. Okay, I cannot go back and write these things right now, but Father, you can. And she says he will do that. Debbie, what a beautiful gift that we have there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And another message also for Ann, too, if you're still listening. Ann, well, Jerry and I, we get to come up to your area. That's how come we know how to pronounce your city, Yakima, for Sacred Heart Radio's Share-a-thon. And so we've been asked many times to do a retreat in your area. So keep that in prayer as well, because we would love to come there and just be with the Take Two listeners. We call it Stand Tall Retreat. And Jerry, you want to share about Bishop?
Well, we had the opportunity a few weeks ago to interview the bishop who is arguably, and I don't think it's questionable at all, it's beyond arguing, the most knowledgeable, at least, and supportive of Catholic radio. But I say knowledgeable because he himself, Bishop Joseph Tyson of the Diocese of Yakima, he and Ron Belter, the manager of Sacred Heart Radio, would spend late evenings, late nights. They would call each other on the phone around 10 o'clock, and they'd be looking for available AM or FM frequencies in their listening areas. And Bishop Tyson was so thrilled when Catholic Radio came to the Yakima area. It's in English and Spanish in that area. So, thank you, Bishop Tyson.
Yes, thank you, Bishop. And thank you again, Anne. What a beautiful call. And God bless you as you enter into the Triduum. Okay, so we're going to move on to Kim and in Sheboygan, Michigan on Barriga Radio. I hope I got that right. Hi, Kim. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim. Happy Holy Thursday.
You too.
Thanks.
For Lent, there's a priest on Facebook, Father Michael Benk, B-E-N-K, and he's offered a program called Pray 40 Days. And every single day except Sunday, there's, you know, a different reflection on readings, but he leads you through it. And it's really interesting. You pray Lectio Divina, pray like a pirate, praying with the senses, contemplative prayer, meditation, and I'm missing one. I can't remember it. But he takes you through the readings and leads you through the prayer, and it's helped so much.
Wow.
And I guess he's doing one for Pray 40 Days for Easter.
Now, I just want to double-check something with you. You said it's Father Michael Denk, D-E-N-K, or B-E-N-K?
D.
D as in David, okay. Because I was able to find his Facebook page, and his handle is at At the Prodigal Father,
Yep.
And there's some beautiful stuff on his Facebook page here. And, you know, I just love to see priests and religious and deacons, Debbie, and prominent lay people getting out there on the social media, because there's mm-hmm. so much harmful stuff out there. We have got to have a presence. Not that it's the be all and end all, but we got to be competing for souls on those
right.
platforms. Yeah.
But it sounds like this particular service that this wonderful priest offers, Kim, has really helped you on your journey of faith, has really moved your faith forward. Am I correct about that? Can you share a little bit about that?
Yes. He's helped me a lot. I have a spiritual director, and he is very strong on prayer. And so being able to do this program has helped me more and has increased my want to pray more.
Well, wow.
And with all these different prayers, he's teaching me how to pray differently other than the Divine Mercy Rosary, which those are, you know, great and awesome prayers, but he's also teaching you how to pray with Lectio Divina and all the different readings and scriptures.
Yeah,
and it's helped me a lot.
What Kim is referring to, Lectio Divina, LectioDivina, I think is Lectio Divina. It's basically just taking a spiritual work. It could be scripture. It could be writings of one of the saints. And maybe even just all you have to read is a line, a sentence, or you can read a paragraph and then stop, put it down, mm-hmm. and meditate on that. So that's a beautiful, beautiful practice, Kim. I'm glad you do that. And you were sort of alluding to having been kind of drawn more sweetly into prayer with Jesus during this Lenten season. And I can tell people from personal experience that is what happens. And I've told this story. I've outed myself, Debbie, on the air before. I had a reminder on my computer for the last several years on Wednesdays that would come up right during the show, actually. And right. it just said adoration, adoration. And it would pop up. And that was a reminder to go to my parish and spend a holy hour in adoration. We had the Blessed Sacrament exposed. And I was negligent. I was lazy. I was neglectful of that. I would do it on occasion. And so I was talking with a priest, not at my parish, but another parish recently. And he says, "Well, you know what I want you to do? I want you to go to a church for an hour a day." Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Father, I couldn't even do an hour a week." But what I have found, Debbie, through this, it was hard. It was hard. Mm-hmm. There were days I just absolutely didn't want to go. I had too many other things to do. I was not in the mood. But I'll tell you, I'm getting to a place right now where I feel that sweetness, you know, that mm-hmm. draw into
like
prayer.
Like what Kim's talking about, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and mm-hmm. you know what it's like, Debbie. You're a lot better at praying than I am, so.
Oh, no, I can be a lot better. But, Kim, I just love what you have to say, because I think it helps others, because we tend to put that sometimes, the prayer part, on the shelf. And to enter into it, it changes us. And so I thank you so very much for sharing that today, because it's a reminder for all of us, and it's also an invitation for all of us and a challenge for all of us. And I think it's exciting. And we're entering into the Triduum tonight. And this is a perfect time to say, "Lord, I'm ready. I'm ready to enter in 100%. So, Kim, thank you so much. God bless you. And we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. And, you know, I hesitated to mention that because,
not
you know, that
all.
Sounds like blowing my horn, but it's not.
No.
I'm being very honest. It was really, really hard, folks, to do. And I miss some days, but most days, in fact, the days I go to daily Mass, I just do my holy hour before Mass, and it makes it easy. But I say it to encourage those of you who are listening. You think, "I don't have the will to do it. I don't have the time to do it. I'm not in the mood to do it." Spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, mm-hmm. 15 minutes a day in prayer. Just say, "I'm going to do this," and
that's
watch.
Right.
Within 4 to 6 weeks, you're going to be wanting to expand that time. You're going to be saying, "I can't wait to get into that prayer time with Jesus." So please,
right.
he wants that union with you. Give him a chance. Give him a chance.
Absolutely. Jerry, I'm sorry, we have to pause for just a second, because David, our first caller from Tallahassee, Florida, shared with us about his marital situation. And this is such confirmation, and this is how God works. Folks, please, this is how the Holy Spirit works. Jerry, I can't do it because I'm going to just tear up. Would you please read Doug's email, who's listening on Barriga Radio in Northwest Michigan? He has a very important message for David, so
David, I hope you're still listening. And by the way, the others of you on hold, please hang on. Imelda, you're going to be next. You get our Patience Award for today. So hang on, Imelda and the others. But Doug writes, hi, I pray that David and his wife will take the time and go to a Retrovi weekend. My wife and I were separated and then attended a Retrovi weekend. It changed our lives and kept our family together. We have 6 children. Listening to the couples during the weekend tell their stories about their marriage, survival, and the new joy and happiness they have now. I thought that this worked for them, but it wouldn't work for me. My life and marriage were different. The men at the retreat repeatedly said that their love was stronger now than when they were first married. It was tough to understand. I trusted what these men were saying. They had no agenda except to help other couples save their marriages. It took a few years of our commitment to work on our relationship, keeping both feet in the door of our home, focused one day at a time, and appreciated all that we had. This was 10 years ago, and I thank God often for the Retrovi experience. Peace and God bless Doug. So there you go, David. Be confident. Trust God. You know, go real big in your prayers with God, and he's going to make amazing things happen. Thank you, Doug, for that.
Thank you, Doug, for stepping up. We really appreciate it. Okay, who did you give the Patience Award to, Imelda?
Imelda. Yeah, she got a Holy Thursday Patience Award.
A virtual Patience Award in upstate New York on, do I say it right, Jerry? Poxit Bonum?
Poxit Bonum Radio, yeah.
Hey, I'm starting to speak. I'm Latin. That's awesome. Imelda, welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Hello.
Thanks for your patience, Imelda. No need to be.
And I don't have patience, so this was the work of the Holy Spirit in me.
Well, it paid off. You got our virtual patience award, so we're not going to. You can put it on your virtual mantle or your virtual coffee table somewhere at home.
Okay, thank you. I love your show. I'm a listener of almost every day on EWTN on my radio, and I have grown so much more in my faith, and especially this holy season of Lent. And I'm just so grateful to be able to come on here. This is a special day. I won't keep you because there's many things going on in this world that you need to answer your calls. But I want to tell you today, Holy Thursday, one of our 7 grandsons, his name is Ryan, who is 14, and he was diagnosed a year and a half ago with epilepsy and seizure disorder. And he's had a rough time of it. And he's right now in surgery at NYU in New York for brain surgery, the first one. And his other one will be next Tuesday, the 23rd. And I just ask for prayers for him. The surgery today will be for 6 to 8 hours. And he's a special young man, 14, his first year in high school. And we are just blessed. We are just blessed to have our family and for all my community and my church community. And I'm a Eucharistic minister to the sick, and I sing in church choir. And this is my favorite time of the year, Holy Week. And tonight I will be singing and thinking not just of him, but of all my family. I was raised in Ireland, and I am truly blessed. Our Lord has given me so much. So, and I ask for prayers also for our whole family, and especially my husband and I.
You got it, Imelda. You got it. And so we already will start ramping up our prayer for Ryan, who's in surgery right now, brain surgery. And you said the next one is on the 23rd, I think you said. So I marked that down. Okay. And I know you're doing this already, and Jerry's going to have some other saints for you to ask for their intercession. But please, I just ask you to make sure you remember Padre Pio, okay? Saint Pio. Okay, perfect. Because he's very active right now. We are hearing things like crazy. And I just, that's who I asked, as you were speaking, to go and be with Ryan and to make sure that the surgeons do their job perfectly. My uncle had epilepsy. And so I know how difficult that is on the families. My grandmother really had to deal with a lot, and it was very tough on her, very tough. But so I will especially remember her, and I know my sister's listening right now, and her grandson is named Ryan as well. So I know she will be remembering Ryan in her rosary. So you already got prayers from our family. I know the Take Two family will join me in this. Jerry?
Yeah, well, yeah, your person that answered my call said his name is also Ryan.
So that's right.
There are no accidents. And,
no.
And quickly, I just want to tell you something. This is a special time, too, because this coming Good Friday, one of our daughters was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 years ago, and she is now in a road to recovery and will graduate next month with her degree in elementary education and teaching. And so we are so blessed with so many wonderful things. So I'm trying not to let this get me down and to not to let Satan get in there and make me worry, because I know that he is in God's hands and God is guiding those surgeons today. So.
Did you want to give us your daughter's first name, Imelda? Because Debbie keeps the book of the people we pray for, living and deceased.
My daughter who was diagnosed with breast cancer?
Yes.
Her name is Colleen.
Okay.
Got it.
And Imelda,
and there's no accident. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead first.
Okay. My daughter, who's down there in the hospital with her son right now, texted me, and we've been texting all morning, our family, and she said his nurse's name is Colleen.
Oh, no.
Colleen,
wow.
Who is her sister's name.
Right.
Who also... the nurse's husband is from Dublin, Ireland, and I was born and raised there.
Wow.
So I feel like we are all connected in this whole family of friends and family. It's just amazing how the Spirit is working.
Absolutely,
Imelda. God is trying to say, hey, I'm here. I'm in the middle of this. I got it. God's got this one. So, Imelda, thank you. And I would just add one other thing. You may have done this already, Imelda, but Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who his cause for canonization is underway, even though that tussle for where his body is going to be continues within a couple of dioceses, but you know, you got to respect that. But yeah, pray to Bishop Sheen. He is already responsible for so many miracles and graces and blessings. So Imelda, we're going to be praying with you and with Bishop Sheen and St. Pio. So yeah, let us know, Imelda, either on the show or at take2@ewtn.com. Debbie, we've got time for Will, I think, here in a minute. But I just wanted to mention EWTN Publishing. New from EWTN Publishing is a layman's guide to the Liturgy of the Hours, which is the official prayer cycle of the church. And it's by Father Timothy Gallagher. I've interviewed him many times. He is really an expert on the spiritual life. So get your copy of A Layman's Guide to the Liturgy of the Hours. It's available now at EWTNRC.com.
Okay, so Will, we got to go quickly, though, because we're running out of time. In Columbus, Ohio, on St. Gabriel Radio. Welcome, Will.
Okay.
Hi, Will.
Hello. Hi, how are you? I wanted to comment on one of the previous callers who mentioned they were looking for spiritual exercises. I would highly recommend the Milis Christi Religious Order. That is has a Argentinian priestly order that their charism is a part of putting on a good spiritual exercise. They do them all over the country, and they do them. They're based out of California, and they have a foundation in Michigan. And I would highly recommend that. One other thing about them is they do Gregorian masses, and if you're interested in those, knowing what those are, they're basically 30 days for a soul that Pope St. Gregory the Great authorized to spring them out of purgatory. So my aunt just died in Pittsburgh a couple of days ago, so I'm going to have some bed for her, for Milis Christi, so my Aunt Mary. So anyway,
Mary.
That was all I wanted to say. And I've been on the retreats, and they're wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Will, thank you for that. I have a very good friend with whom I used to work at Catholic Answers, and his son was in Milis Christi, and I think by now he should be ordained. He was down in South America for a couple of years, and they're kind of like the Legionaries of Christ, the Jesuits. You know, they form their men in various places all around the world. So, Will, thanks for bringing that to our attention, and thank you for your very strong encouragement of all of us during this,
during
this Lenten season. We appreciate that so much.
And I'm so sorry, we're not going to get to the others. And Linda, you have an important also message for David about consecrating the family to the divine mercy. We couldn't agree more, and that's so important. David was our first caller from Tallahassee. David, your Take Two family is stepping up and suggesting all sorts of spiritual ideas for you to keep your family together. I mean, that's definitely our prayer for your family, David, if it's, you know, we just want that to happen. right, Jane?
Yeah, yeah, and this is how the Take-Two family works. Our dear friend Jane, we read her emails sometimes. She alerted me via email, and people already perhaps know this, but on Divine Mercy Sunday, there is an opportunity to get a plenary indulgence through the church, and there are some things that are required, going to Holy Communion, confession, praying for the Pope's intentions, things like that. But Debbie, I have some of that information printed out. And so next week, all week leading up to the weekend of Divine Mercy Sunday, mm-hmm. hopefully we can share a little bit of information on how we can do
Absolutely.
That, because that's so important. It's such an unused or an underused gift in the church, is gaining whatever indulgences we can for ourselves
Absolutely.
Or for somebody in purgatory. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Folks, you are so awesome. We just, Jerry and I just wish for you that you enter into this Triduum in just a deep way, and the blessings just flow to you and to your entire family. That's what we wish for you. Obviously, we're not going to be with you live on Good Friday, but on Easter Monday, we are just going to be rejoicing, saying Happy Easter, and we're going to be really just coming together in that joy-filled spirit as the Take-Two family always does. Just wanted to say that from our hearts to yours. We love you so very much, and we want you to have a blessed Triduum. Jerry?
Nikki sent an email asking for prayers for her daughter. She's been hurt by an ex-boyfriend and some other intentions. So, Nikki, we're going to pray for you and all of your intentions as well. And I just echo what Debbie said. We pray that you have a beautiful and blessed Triduum, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday, and then experience the glory and the joy of Easter Sunday. Until then, God bless.